August 19th, 2006. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 49.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Asian woman. Hey, everybody. It's me, the J-Strom, here in the Pop Culture District of Mulberry. Episode 49 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Creeping up on 50, Steven.
Yes, very close.
If you're listening to our show the first time, the person I just talked to is PCZ Steven, the Pop Culture Zealot. Also here, we have the Mulberry Historian, Mulberry Bill. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. I would dare say excellent.
Wow, it's good. Oh. It's good when Bill's excellent.
Yes, I've decided to start my own cult.
Oh, interesting. Hey,
I need money.
That sounds like news, and I think you should cover that, Vanessa, because you're the Mulberry newswoman. How are you doing, Vanessa?
Splendid. How are you?
You know, you guys laugh at me, but I got to establish this stuff every week, all right?
You never know who's listening.
Yeah, it's somebody could be listening the first time, and they're like, who are these people? Oh, he's telling me. Oh, thank you for establishing that.
So he's a dumbass.
No, Vanessa, that's just rude. Now, guys, if you guys remember, last week we talked a lot about Brittany, who we love very much. Brittany, she's a wonderful mother. She's a very intelligent person. She's,
very supportive to her husband.
She's classy. Yeah, thank you, Brittany. Well, anyway, Brittany's people called me, or should I say Federation Records called me. They're apparently K-Fed is on a worldwide tour this week. He's performing on that Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah, the Nickelodeon.
He's about to release his big album. And they wanted to know if I wanted to interview him. And hell, I took him up on it.
Sweet.
And what would you guys want to hear this? I'm kind of proud of this. You know, because before, Steven, you've done celebrity interviews before.
Yeah.
You've interviewed Jessica Simpson. You've interviewed Katie Holmes before she was completely programmed.
Yeah, that was back when I was in L.A. last year.
So
yeah.
I called Steven up really nervous, and I said, Steven, I'm going to interview a celebrity. And he was like, who? And I said, K-Fit. And he was like, he's not a celebrity. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I'll just talk to him.
Don't be nervous. He's not.
I was like, okay, that makes me feel better. So I interviewed K-Fed, and let's check it out. All right, Kevin, what's it like to lip sync on stage, bitch?
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I've been waiting a long time to be able to get on stage and do my stuff. So,
well, why are you doing this?
It's like the kickoff of the album, really.
When are you going to whore yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to go probably in sometime late October when I release the album. I'll be out promoting, doing the club shows and all the other venues, radio stuff.
So, well, how long have you plagiarized Blacks?
I've written stuff back when I was dancing. I would steady write stuff all the time.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah.
Steady write. Uh-huh.
You know, I just found an old notebook, actually, that has a bunch of stuff. It wasn't very good, but
I bet. Well, how deep?
You know, it's dated back like 6 years ago. So
how
I really
deep are
started
these songs,
like a year ago, really, really, really getting on it. But, I mean, it's been there with me for a while now.
I got you. How deep are these songs?
Some of them are really close to me. You know, if I'm
See, I got kind of excited. I started trying to ask the question too soon before he's finished. Rookie mistake.
Some of them are...
Yeah,
are,
you'll get better.
Mm-hmm.
Like party lyrics, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You hear,
uh-huh.
Some of it
uh-huh.
is trash.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, Kevin.
you know, it's a mixture of a lot of things, a lot of different emotions, from highs to lows.
Who are you better than?
Oh, man, there's so many. I mean, from Ray Charles to
wow,
Led Zeppelin to Biggie Smalls to
here, man.
Run DMC. I mean, it's all over the place.
Where's your
a
mother?
Lot of people.
Will your music stand the test of time?
I really do. I think pieces of it will be around. I think music is gonna evolve into something else.
Will sandwiches be provided?
Yeah, it will.
Are you gonna pour yourself some more next year?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I might put out something with the CD, you know, showing how I put the album together and stuff like that. So that'll be about as much reality as you'll get from me.
Right. Who is Kevin today?
These days, I'd say get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock, hit the gym, go to rehearsal.
Oh, hell yeah, that's
all
life.
Day, get home at night, spend time with the fam, and pass out because you're exhausted by that time.
I noticed you have a bunch of stupid
tattoos.
Well,
I got a question mark on my elbow. I got a scripture that rolls all the way down. This is all on my right arm. Mostly everything.
He knew what I was going to ask.
All over my kid.
Man, he had a list of my questions.
And then I did a piece on my back, too, that has to do with my
nice. Nice ink, bud.
You know, we got the dice for me and my wife got the dice when we were in
classy.
Are they fuzzy?
Everything has a meaning. I won't put something tattooed on my body if it doesn't
have can I copy you? Can I get a question mark?
No way. You're not doing it. No, I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. It's a long time away, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. What about gay sex?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm excited about it.
I'd like to thank Foggy there for providing the background music. He's a great DJ, too, as well as playing drops. So so what did you guys think of my interview? I mean, I was really nervous about
it. I thought it was really good for your first time.
Yeah, that was hard-hitting.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I felt it.
Well, thank you for that, guys. I feel like me and K-Fed, you know, they were kind of we kept it real, as they say. So, guys, you know, for the last couple weeks, we've been wondering what the hell happened to Eugene. You know, Eugene this, Eugene that. We kind of made fun of him. Well, you know, we always make fun of him, but we always wonder what happened to Eugene. Apparently, he's just been doing his usual thing.
Living in the basement at his mother's house.
He's been pining for Vanessa, I guess. And he sent us a voicemail. Let's check it out.
Okay, Mulberry guys, here I am. You missed me almost every show recently. You've been saying, oh, we miss Eugene, because I've become a regular member of your show. People are clamoring for Eugene the star. I've grown sick and tired of your corrupt stealing money from me. From Credo,
with the money thing
songs
again.
Of my singing, my yub yub. So I have gone out and done my own singing, especially for my love, my darling Vanessa.
Oh, God.
Hear a song there for you. I hope you like my song, Vanessa.
I'm sure I will.
Goodbye.
You ready for this, Vanessa?
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, no.
Okay. This one's going out to the girl I love. You know who you are. Oh, Vanessa. You are so beautiful.
Wow.
Oh,
yes, you are. To me. Are so beautiful to me. Can't you see?
Wow. Is our sound equipment going to hold up?
I think he's going through puberty.
It's possible.
Everything I so beautiful to me.
You hold my lighter up.
Are so
I think we established that.
And beautiful and stuff.
Me. Oh man, Vanessa's eating this up. I can just picture him playing his piano.
Does he need smoke?
Everything I need, girl. Yes. You are so beautiful to be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my God! Wow, that's a
I couldn't tell the difference between him and Joe Cocker.
I thought I was listening to him. It's Joe Cocker. Wow, that's
nice.
Our first ever performance on the show.
Serenaded by Eugene. I feel honored.
Make sure it's our last.
Oh, man. So, wow.
I think we need to take a break after that.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say.
Just say thank you.
don't encourage him.
It was quite a compliment, Vanessa.
Thanks, but no thanks.
All right, guys, let's get into entertainment.
Of Snakes on a Plane comes a tale even more terrifying. You'll tremble with fear when confronted with the ultimate horror.
That's it. I've had enough of these rats in this galley.
All right, guys, this week a new movie came out called Snakes on a Plane. Yes, that's right, Snakes on a Plane.
What a horrible title.
We've
it's
heard
a juggernaut.
About, we've heard about it for over a year, right, since it hit the internet, the title. And then the critics, or should I say the studio, does not allow screening for critics, right? People who are going to see Snakes on a Plane don't really care about the reviews anyway, do they?
Yeah, they don't yeah. need any critics' opinions on this turd.
No, I'm curious of what have people said. The things I've read about it is that this movie is, you know, it's bad, but it's so entertaining. You got to see it with a bunch of people. See it with a big crowd. It's hilarious.
I've seen great reviews for it, for regular people, not critics.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be genius. But anyway, I've heard that Snakes on a Plane is a fun movie.
Are you going to go see it with Chris Tucker?
Yes. Yes, I will. I mean,
damn!
I think, well, the reason that I would see it with Chris Tucker is because he's got my back.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks a lot, Ruby Rod.
Ruby Rod.
So, guys, okay, forget about the Snakes on a Plane phenomenon and all that. I'm here to talk about a new movie. And the reason I'm going to even talk about this movie, because I saw the trailer to this on TV, and it blew me away. First of all, it shows a Ford Mustang being destroyed into a million pieces and then forming back into a single CGI car, and it looked awesome. And at first I was like, Transformers? No. The Covenant. Or as I like to call it, The Covenant.
Oh, yeah, I saw
this. The
Coven.
The Coven, yeah. No, what this movie is, what it looks like, it's a complete ripoff of The Lost Boys. It's a new Lost Boys, basically, without the Corys.
But with lots of CGI.
Lots of CGI.
What was that movie with Neve Campbell a few years back where it was all female witches?
The Craft.
Yeah,
The Craft. Yeah, so this is like a guy's version of The Craft?
This is the Stud Muffin version.
Oh. Ooh, all right.
All right, guys, let's check out the Covenant.
They're heading for the cliffs.
They're going over.
That's a 1,000-foot drop.
See ya, sucker.
Awesome rave music.
Who are they?
Music teens will relate to. Check.
Now we definitely know they're stinky bugs.
They are the descendants of a secret legacy.
Come on, Caleb. It's not like it's going to kill us.
Yeah.
Yeah, secret covenant. Yeah, how bad can it be?
But their darkest secret.
What's that? Caleb's family history.
His mark's not there.
Was never meant to be shared.
What is this covenant? Tell me the truth.
Imagine having the ability to do anything you want, but the more you use the power, the more it weakens you.
Now, a member of the fifth family has returned.
Have you met Chase?
I'm sensing sexual innuendo here.
To seek revenge.
You can't beat me.
So you got.
And destroy their covenant.
Something's wrong. I can feel it.
I'm scared.
Don't be. I'm here to protect you.
I get it. He's on the down low.
Hello?
You never should have involved her in this. Your powers are nothing compared with his.
Oh, hell yeah. This is my jam.
Don't be afraid. It's going to stop.
What do you want?
Your power. He's using her against all of us.
Oh, I hear a dirt bike.
Sold. Oh, hell yeah. If I see a Mustang, CGI Mustang sold, I'm in the theater opening night.
Well, what did it, the techno music or the motorbike?
All of the above.
All, check across the board.
You know, anything with a dirt bike, I want to see because I'm such a big fan of the Dirt Bike Kid.
Oh, yeah. I love Peter Billingsley. So what do you guys think? We all going to go see Covenant open night?
You know it.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll
be there with all the preteen girls.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. All right, guys. Let's check out what's on our TiVo.
Let's see now who America voted for. Let's see for ourselves. And the winner of America's Got Talent and our Million Dollar Act is...
For you, I'm Christmas tree.
So, guys, the end of So You Think You Can Dance. Let's find out who won So Who You Think You Can Dance.
The winner of So You Think You Can Dance 2006 is...
Yeah, yeah. Who? Who?
The suspense is killing me.
The six people that watch this show...
Come on, who won?
Come on,
open the envelope.
Come on.
She went to take a pee first.
She's got a stapler? Sounds like she's stapling some papers together.
Who cares? Do we really care who won? No, we don't. Coming up this week, a new show is premiering on the Oxygen Network, which is my favorite channel. And it's called Breaking Up with Shannon Doherty, where she, if you don't want
to... horrible!
If you don't want to break up with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, she'll do it for you. Let's check it out.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Yes, it is.
What if you could have somebody else deliver the bad news for you? Is it starting to sink in a little bit that she just dumped you? No more late night booty calls. This is Breaking Up with Shannon Doherty.
Now, guys, don't get embarrassed, Steven, but Steven's on the first episode. Let's check it out.
Producing this reality show, I help couples either break up or somebody wants to quit their job or whatever it is. I sort of intervene and do it for them. Cameron, a year and a half ago, a long-term relationship came to a sudden end. Shortly after that, she met Steven. Tamara now realizes that jumping right into a new romance may not have been a good idea.
I've tried to break up with him in the past, and he just doesn't get it.
I had Tamara bring Steven to this restaurant.
I just don't get
it. He has no idea that by the time dinner is over, he could be breaking up with Shannon Doherty.
Her decision-making powers are...
Now I'm dating Shannon Doherty.
Hot lesbian, man. Just yes.
What?
Honey, did he say lesbians?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot. Are you sure you still want to do this?
I'm sure.
So are you guys in a gay dance club or something?
Hi, I'm Shannon Doherty.
Hi, Shannon Doherty.
I have a message that Tamara wants you to see.
Hi, Steven. I just wanted to let you know that I've been thinking about our relationship. I think maybe that we should break up.
Wow.
Hey, you're on a show called Breaking Up with Shannon Doherty.
She's a little scared to break up with
you. As well, she should be. Do we really have to break up, though? I mean,
yeah, no, really? You're really done.
No, we really
do
have to break up?
Like you did the
Steven,
right
come on!
Yeah, I do.
It's a joke, right? It's Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing here?
Tamara does not want to see you anymore.
Breaking up is
come
hard
on, Brenda.
To do.
Shut up.
So why do it alone?
TiVo ding! I know I'm going to watch that show.
It's just about the worst show I've ever heard of in my life.
Oh, man. Okay, Rockstar Supernova. This week, we saw some nudity on the show. Did you guys see that? Let's check it out.
That he was going to be playing on Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. An amazing song.
Yeah. I want this one.
Yeah. I really want to do it.
I need them to see me perform with Gilby as a realistic chance to be in their band.
Okay, but if I give it to you, you have to give me something back. You got to take all your clothes off and run around the pool butt naked.
Oh, he got naked. Who the hell's Toby?
This Australian guy.
And if I could do something like that to get it, you can't get more serious than that.
What was genius this week is Delana got to perform with Supernova. Let's check it out.
Oh, man, they should have never whipped that one out. That was bad. Could you stop it, please?
Awesome!
I think Tommy Lee maybe wrote that one, because he's the professional with the sex tapes.
That's awesome. What are the lyrics exactly?
Come on and leave the lights on. If that's your thing, it's better for the camera, if you know what I mean.
Oh, very... He.
They were really stretching for that one.
You know, he's lived quite a life, and... That wisdom that he's learned has brought over into his songwriting.
For a drummer, he's been pulled out into the open, which is kind of a rarity for drummers. Usually drummers are forgotten about unless you're Keith Moon.
Well, don't forget the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard.
Yeah, to remind people.
That's why I said it's a rarity.
So okay.
You know of three drummers, don't you, right? You know,
yeah,
Keith
there's
Moon.
Ringo, there's Keith Moon. Well, four. Ringo, four. Ringo, Keith Moon, One Arm Guy, and Tommy Lee.
So you don't even know One Arm Guy's name.
What the hell was Magni doing in the bottom three? Even Tommy Lee said, you're so far from getting voted off, go back and sit down.
All right, Hell's Kitchen. It was the final Hell's Kitchen. And
I'm going to miss Gordo.
Virginia versus Heather. When I watched this, one thing I realized more than ever is how much Virginia... flirts to win competitions.
Everything.
Yeah. Because
she's married.
Because Virginia and Heather go to Las Vegas and they both prepare their meals. Heather had her, what was it, fish. Virginia
Chilean
had her chicken.
Chilean sea bass with cauliflower curry puree.
Right, and it kept going back and forth. You know, they had to serve it to patrons passing by. You know, would you like to try this?
Yes,
would
they weren't. Like they weren't members of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, and
they were just regulars.
And then you know, it came down to a tie, and then the last guy, she's like, "Come on." He's like, all right, the chicken. So luckily that didn't really count for anything, did it?
Yeah.
No, not
so,
really.
But you could kind of see that. So their final thing is they have to pick their own teams for their the big they have their own restaurants. They even decorate them and everything. Virginia has the waterfall, and Heather decides to more family atmosphere. And Virginia decides, I'm going to pick bad people. That way, when I succeed, I look even better. Which is the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard.
Genius.
Right.
So she picks our favorite, K-Grease. Hot dogs are slamming. She picks Giacomo.
Giacomo Finante. Talk about
Tony.
Hey, no.
Or whatever is it.
But don't worry about that.
The jackass that hurts himself, and then the whole world stops to check and see if he's okay, you know.
Yeah, he gets this little cut on his index finger, and he, even Chef Ramsay goes, oh, you're being a bit of a drama queen.
Yeah.
But you don't want that blood in the food, though.
No, no, definitely not. But the thing is, K-Grease decides, Keith, he's like, well, what are you going to give us if you win? And she's like, huh? We want something. She goes, I'll give you $1,000 each. And they're like, all right.
So yeah, it has to bribe his their team, you know.
Like, was that a red flag that I picked the wrong people for my team?
Doomed from the beginning.
And Heather picks Velma from Scooby-Doo. She picks the lesbian blonde lady.
The bull dyke.
And she picks...
well, she didn't really pick
Garrett.
Him. He was the last one.
Yeah, he was like, I was really sad that I was the last one. But anyway, she kicked ass at her thing. She was very bossy. Who cares if you hurt any feelings? This is the big thing. That's the thing I don't understand. Like, you don't be timid with them. Just yell at them. Make sure they get their job done. They kept showing the owner of the casino there, Red Rock or whatever, and you know, it was like, this is very delicious. And then shows wife there. And then, you know, he's now trying this. And Gordon Ramsay says, the decision comes from many factors. One of them is the owner, and he's here to say some stuff. And he says, you know, you guys did some great jobs. And they show Virginia, and she's like doing that. She's kind of giving him the stare like, hello, you know. Did you guys notice
Look,
that?
I've got large boobs.
She's kind of like doing the eye gaze flirt like, haha, aren't I adorable? Maybe
But what's bad about that is her eyes look like these, they're like these tiny little slits in his big egg-shaped head.
My favorite part about the whole thing is that, she says, you know what? I have a feeling I'm going to win. I just know it. Sometimes you just know these things. It's like, why did you say that? Dumbass! So he's like, here's a key. Each of you go to a door. If your key unlocks it,
you're the winner.
You're the winner. On the count of three. One, two, three. Commercial! Here's who won.
I'm so happy. No, thank you. I cannot believe I won. Thank you, guys.
Who is it?
I need to go smoke a cigarette real quick.
I can't believe this. Oh, my God.
Heather?
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, please, the winner of Hell's Kitchen, Heather.
Congratulations.
So does Virginia only have to pay the $1,000 if she won?
Yeah, she's like, I'm not paying you anything now. I lost.
Yeah.
But they show Heather at the end start her job. She's introduced to everybody, and she cannot stop bawling. And they show her parents. Her dad's like, oh, they're just like
really. Yeah, I thought he was gonna jump off a building with a noose around his neck because he kept going. It's all for you, baby.
It's like
it's all for you.
You're happy. I understand that. Calm down. It's okay. She's kind of making herself look bad. Her first day at work. You know. It's like, well, man, she's a crybaby.
Crying in front of your new
There's
crew.
A bit of a thing going on there. With they keep saying executive chef, and that can either mean head chef, which is, you know, you run the restaurant, or it means you're the person that works with the menus and the kitchen staff and all that, it doesn't necessarily mean it's your restaurant.
Yeah, the way that they showed all the staff, they were alluding to, I thought, even if it's not true, they wanted the audience to think, oh my God, she's in charge of all these people.
Yeah.
No, I highly doubt that.
No, yeah, that's what it looked like. They were.
She's like probably over the kitchen, over the menu.
Right.
Because you noticed when she won, she told Rachel, I'll see you in Vegas, and Rachel was nowhere to be seen on that staff, so I don't think it was her call.
Well, that doesn't... That means they're living together, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, you guys know what that means.
Hot lesbian, man. Just yes.
Yeah. And also, you know what that means for K-Grease.
No more late-night booty calls.
That's right.
Damn it.
K-Grease?
All right, guys. Who wants to be a superhero? That's right. Yeah, me too.
Who doesn't?
Now, this week it started out with them doing good deeds around town. You know, hey, you know, turn on your blinker. What was that? They had nothing to
Lumeria, do. Yeah, Lumeria, we're very safe around here. Turn on your blinker.
Major victory, laying his cape down for an old lady who almost falls.
Almost making them fall.
Creature picking up trash. Yeah. Making the guy pick up trash.
Come on, you're down there. Pick up one more. What ended up happening is Creature jaywalked. Oh, dear. So I was like,
made such a big deal out of it.
So maybe they'll come back to that. Superheroes don't jaywalk. So,
but was it jaywalking? She just crossed against the light. She didn't actually jaywalk.
It's really silly.
Jaywalking is totally different. That's why I was like going.
I think Spider-Man doesn't pay attention to the street signs. Neither does Batman.
He runs stoplights all the time because they swing it through the air.
Anyway, what it comes down to is Stan talks to loved ones. And they kind of dish the dirt on each superhero. Feedback, apparently, he's very messy and inconsiderate when at home, right?
Right.
Not very superhero-like. Major Victory, apparently, we all know he's a stripper, and they can't get past that.
He was a former stripper. Yeah, it's not like he's still doing it.
His friend said something about thongs or whatever.
Wait a second, and I got something to say about that. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Stripperella?
Yeah.
Hello?
This is from the guy who created Stripperella.
Right behind Stan Lee.
Right behind his head. I'm like going, does anybody see any contradiction?
I know.
Here?
Why can't you be a stripper and then fight crime? What? Who cares what your day job is?
Yeah, it's like, Stan, didn't you create Stripperella?
Major Victory, I thought it was funny. He said, and I think my friend was talking about, I used to wear flip-flops all the time. That's what he meant by thongs.
That's what he meant by thong, man.
And the stupid stuff about... fat mama is not comfortable with her weight.
It's like every overweight person has dieted at some point.
And she said,
And now she has come into her skin, if you will.
She
sorry.
Said, she said, I learned to live with it and who I am. And he goes, I'm just not buying that. It's like, well, then that's your problem. Well, another thing is Creature, who loves nature
Creatures?
And stuff. Let's see what her friend said.
Hi, Stan. By now you know that Creature's a very eco-conscious. But I have a little dirty secret. My girl has not always been so environmentally friendly.
Uh-oh.
One time, we were in this hotel room, and Creature took it upon herself to take some items from the hotel room and chuck them out the window into the beautiful water fountain that greeted everyone as they drove up. So, although she is a creature now, she was once a litter bug.
Creature. Uh-oh. Did I just hear what I think I heard?
You did hear.
No, you're going deaf, Stan.
Creature, you've been talking about protecting the environment since the first day I met you, and now you're throwing garbage out of the window.
I know. It just goes to show there are no rules. Every choice is a conscious choice.
Well, It even goes to show that even a superhero can be a bit hypocritical.
I would have said...
Burned.
Yeah. I would have said, you know, everyone does things in their past they're not proud of, and I learn from those mistakes. Each mistake you learn from, and that's what a superhero does.
Right. Yeah, all you need to do is talk in circles to confuse Stan.
And then he starts rubbing his head like, oh,
what? Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
But that wasn't in her script that she got that week.
Mike, no, you guys stop it. This show isn't that scripted. This is real.
You know what? All she had to say was, well, those products weren't natural, and I was casting them out of my room.
Now, my favorite was Lemuria apparently dances drunkenly on tables. I find that a kind plus. Of girl. So anyway, Creature gets eliminated for the lamest thing I've ever seen. They just had to get rid of her. I thought that was the lamest. It only gets harder from here. So they go, and there's a chain gang, a unisex chain gang. There's a woman.
Not unisex. Unisex would only be one sex.
No, unisex means both sexes sexes can wear it, right? Like clothes, unisex, shirt, man and woman can wear it.
A multiple sex.
Yeah.
This is multiple.
Shot the wheels off. So anyway, it's man and woman chain gang, Steven. Man and women, both sexes. Unisex. And each of them has a task to do. One has to brush the hair out 3 times. Another one has to sit on a lap. Another one has to massage someone 3 times, and another one needs 3 hugs, right?
Right.
So Lemuria's like, I'll take the lap.
She's probably thinking she's going to get a guy.
Yeah, but instead she gets the very angry woman who won't let her touch her, and this lady obviously has some kind of social problem. I don't know.
Well, it's from all her years as a lunch lady. She hates
Yeah. So she's like, get away from me, don't touch me.
Try to sloppy Joe.
Come on, what if I just sit in your lap? Does that show why I trust you?
And I love Major Victory says, they know this isn't a conjugal visit, right? And he goes, what, your dress? Yeah. It's like, wow, nice acting there.
Yeah, right? I liked the generalized Department of Corrections.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. And, So, my favorite was Major Victory. He talks to the guy. He gets real with him, right?
He doesn't try the scared straight approach.
Yeah, and it's this huge black guy. He's really scary. He does the massage, right? He goes up and kind of grabs his shoulder.
Well, he picks up the chair behind him to get his first fake massage in, you know.
Ding! That's another thing. Brush the hair out. Fat Mama, she just kind of touched her hair. It went ding, ding. It counted 3 times. I thought Lemuria totally got screwed in this task.
She did.
But feedback, he really touched this guy. Let's check it out.
But I know what it's like to lose a dad. And I'm sorry for that. I could really use a hug. And if I could hug you, I would feel like we had a more trust than just a handshake.
I love the music this week.
I know.
Ding.
Was that like early Leonard Rosenman or something? That was genius.
I was surprised that it wasn't as hard for him to get what he needed done as the other ones. I thought they could have gave Lemuria a little leeway.
Yeah, but she just tried just once.
Yeah, but he came up. Well, they didn't even give her a chance because the moment she tried it, the corrections officer.
He's like, time's up.
Time's up. You're done.
Stan Lee slipped me $500 to let you boys do this. It's like, yeah. So,
Feedback rushes right in and gets to hug a large black man.
He's like, you lost a dad, I lost a dad. Can we at least, you know, meet halfway there?
I like at the end, he goes, I'd like to get your name and
I'm going to keep
in contact.
He's like, I'll be found at the so-and-so acting agency if you'd like to hire me out.
If you're so willing to give me a hug, maybe I can give you an ass pat.
So at the very, Lemuria is going to be kicked off because she didn't complete the task. She's the only one of 4. So it's the final 4. But he decides, I'm going to put the Major Victory up too because he took off his cape again. He needs to stop doing
gloves.
It. And, you know, superheroes don't strip, you know, except for Stripperella, so. Which he created.
And then they all start crying.
Oh, man, he's like, I'm very proud of all of you. Excelsior, you've all done a great job.
And they all yell Excelsior.
And Feedback is like, when you tell me those words, it makes me think of my father. And that's when I kind of lost it. I started tearing up. No, I'm totally serious. This totally got to me. And Major Victory, he just wants to turn over new leaf. He's trying to, apparently he has a child that he's trying to get back in their good graces. He said an estranged child. So basically things haven't been going well. He's trying to turn his life around, maybe impress his child. No,
he said a strange child.
Then there's Fat Mama who, you know, I'm sorry, Fat Mama. I love you, but your crying was fake, all right?
All right. We're down to the final three. Who's going to win? Who's your call?
Major victory.
Yeah.
I'm going for feedback. I think
feedback is possible. One thing I notice is the scenes next week, Stan Lee loses it, and he's just bawling. He's crying.
Stan Lee's crying?
Yeah, did you not see that? He's like, pushes stuff away, and he's just like crying. So it's going to get tough here. The elimination. These three people, these are the best. You have to admit, he got the three best people. They're solid individuals.
No. Fat Mama should have been gone a long time ago.
What kind of superhero would...
What's wrong with Fat Mama?
I can't stand Fat Mama.
Why are you dissing
She's
Fat Mama?
She's the worst actress of them all.
She's not an actress. She's a real person. Monkey Woman was an actress.
Monkey Woman, a.k.a. Mary.
Fat Mama, I'm here to save the day.
Are you you dissing Fat Mama?
Ask me to my face.
That's right. You ask her to her face. I don't think Fat Mama's going to win, but I think it's great that she wants to make fat people feel good about themselves.
She's a regular, large, female, black Richard Simmons.
But she's saying it's okay to be large. It's okay to be out of shape.
It's okay to be a complete slob.
Tell me, think about it. If she wins, they would make a sci-fi original movie of Fat Mama. That would be awesome! Think about it, man. That would be the best thing. They would probably get who? Who could they get to play?
As long as they have
Nell Carter. Damn, she's dead.
I'm just hoping they have bad CGI decapitations. That's all I care about.
Fat Mama. Fat Mama. I'm here to save the day.
Yes, I wonder if she like throws
if they could get,
CGI
like...
donuts like Odd Job.
So we'll see what happens next week on this show. It's apparently over next week. The show's like four episodes. What the hell?
I think they decided early on that they couldn't stretch this thing out for 10.
I can't wait. So a month from now, season one will be out. Four episodes. It'll cost $10.
There's
I'm
only
buy
four
it.
Episodes, really?
It's got they eliminate two people per episode. And what was this? The third episode or
this was the fourth.
So there's five episodes in a season.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see what happens next. Now
I can't either. Oh.
I sense that you're not being genuine in that statement.
I'm about as genuine as the superheroes are.
They are not actors.
No, not at all. In fact, if I went online and looked up their Screen Actors Guild, I wouldn't find them.
You wouldn't, because they're not actors.
They had to get a SAG card to do this.
So they are actors.
No, to be on TV, you would have to get a SAG
card. Yeah, anyone who takes place in a game show or whatever. But I challenge you, Bill, to find out if they're actors.
You got to take all your clothes off and run around the pool butt naked.
While I smoke a cigarette.
All right, guys. Entourage. This week, we had Turtle, who was going to sign his big deal with Saigon. Everything was going to be great. He's going to be rolling in cash soon. Trying to remember who... Oh, David Paymer plays the record executive.
Yeah, the city slicker.
Yeah. And Saigon's nowhere to be found. Where's Saigon?
Let's go to his house and find out.
He takes Drama over to his house, and his mama doesn't know where he is, but she's got a gigantic plasma sitting in her living room. And I love them trying to peek in the windows and stuff.
And I like Drama hates going to that neighborhood without his chucks.
Yeah, I don't like being over here without my nunchucks. So meanwhile, there's this weird kind of side story with Eric, who's hanging out with Ari. And Ari kind of pushes Martin Landau off on him.
Well, Brian, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of the Robert Evans kind of guy, what I was thinking there. And he pushes him off on Eric, and Eric... You know, he's like, he's got a project I think would be great for Vince. And he's like, okay. So he goes with him, and he's like, sucka! He just stuck him with the lonely old man. And meanwhile, we see Vince hanging out, and he picks up a chick that he's going to have a rendezvous with. Eventually, Turtle and Drama, they find Saigon, right? Go to a hotel, and they find the they follow the hose, basically, don't they?
Yeah, they start by going door to door.
Yeah. But then they see this
elevator open up and full of these scantily clad women.
And they're like,
no, hoes.
Yeah, let's follow them hoes. And he's like, where are you guys going? And I love when they knock on the door. The guy's like, we didn't order any white boys. So, I mean, the place is filled with hoes and liquor, and they're playing video games. And
thugs, yo.
Yeah, and thugs. So what happens is, it turns out Saigon has...
An old manager.
Yeah, his old manager has returned just in time when he got hot and he's going to make lots of money. They go out on the balcony, and this is what happens.
What is threatening us going to do?
Show this scarecrow the view.
Scarecrow? Oh, wait, 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 I got a pilot this week.
I got a pilot.
Turn it up! He getting heavy yet?
So you really gonna throw him over the balcony with 50 witnesses down by the pool?
Yeah, because I got 10 witnesses that's gonna swear he jumped.
Yo, cuz, man, ain't a need for it, man. We agreed you take care of Turtle.
Yeah, but I didn't know I was gonna get insulted by the dude from Viking Quest.
You watch Viking Quest?
He's dangling over, but he's like, hey, you watch that? You watch me in that show? And I love, what is Turtle? Stop. He goes, give Turtle what he's owed, and he goes, you know, I was going to get...
$60,000
$60,000 It was like, if I find out it was less than that, it's like $40,000
It might have been more like...
He's like, okay, give him $35,000
So you see that? The guy's got all his cash, and he hands him this big wad of $40,000 or whatever.
So he's basically...
He's Suge Knight?
Suge Knight, yeah. Because Suge Knight did the same thing to Vanilla Ice. He hung him out over the railings. It's some hotel, right?
Right. And that, I mean, I guess they're showing us that the record biz, that stuff is more cutthroat than any of the Hollywood stuff, like with Ari and all that. I mean, I know, you know, we all hear about management like that. You're basically, when you have that manager, he's like, it's like the Godfather or something. You're not quitting that guy, you know?
He quits you!
That's right.
That's all I was like. Well, I mean, even so, he still had legal documents drawn up. I mean, how... I don't understand that.
Well, I love when he's like, earlier, Turtle's like, where the hell's Saigon? He's like, maybe he got clipped in a drive-by. And he's like, that's not even funny. I thought that was great. So, anyway, Eric's hanging out with Martin Landau, and finally he's realizing that this guy is just very lonely.
I like that Brando came over to bang his maid once, three times
like,
a week.
He's like, she's a really hot lady or whatever, and finally he goes, there she is, she's this old lady.
Yeah, freaking 70.
Look at the legs on her.
She's still got some legs.
So Eric's calling Ari, what the hell did you get me into? And eventually, it turns out that Bob Ryan, he had a movie in development before Oliver Stone got in his Doors phase. He really wanted to do a Ramones biopic, you know, and the script is apparently great. So Eric reads it, and he loves it, and he's like, Vince loves the Ramones or whatever.
They're from our block, yeah.
So is Vince going to play Joey Ramone? Is that what's... It's like, wow. Right.
Yeah, that's what's, you know, because they show him playing guitar, he goes, Joey didn't play guitar.
Yeah, he doesn't really know that much about. But we're going to see what happens coming up with that. But what I love about this show is how they give each character something to do. And they all have their different separate adventure.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of Drama and Turtle in the time that I've watched it, but they were cracking me up this episode.
Oh, yeah. They're my favorites, really. Just the stuff they get into. And I can't wait to see when Drama is on the set with Ed Burns' new movie. Or Eddie, as he calls him. Burns.
And he's going to just hose it up. You know he's going to mess it up so bad.
Oh, yeah, because remember last season when he had that Brooke Shields TV movie of the week and he kept getting a boner? She's like, you play my brother. He's like, maybe we could add like a love scene. She's like, you're my brother. And he's like, okay. That's Entourage this week. We'll see what happens. All right, Bill, before you stop me, Big Brother All-Stars.
I watch it too.
Now, so did I, actually. I actually watched it on Thursday.
Now, you guys saw what happened is Janelle became the HOH, and I have a clip of that.
Congratulations, Janelle. Yeah! You're the new head of household.
I did it, Howie. This one's for you, Kaser.
Because Kaser really cares.
Again. I've been HOH 3 times out of 6. Woo! I bet that a lot of people are bitching right now, and they're really upset with me, and they don't want me to be here, but I'm here to crush dreams. What can I say?
So it happens every week on Big Brother. You're confident for a week, and then that goes right out the window.
Yeah.
All the confidence, I'm going to kick some ass, I'm going to take names, and then somebody else gets HOH, and they're like, okay, I'm going to be nominated, I'm screwed, I want to go home. So we saw Marcellus got evicted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a double eviction week for the house guests, you guys.
It was supposed to end late September, and they moved it up like 2 weeks.
So now there's going to be a lot of double evictions. So Chicken George wins it. on their stupid prom night motif, which, what the hell was that about?
And I thought it was horribly interesting. I just couldn't peel my eyes away. In fact, it made me want to watch more.
So George puts up Eric and James promptly. James wins the veto, and they put up Howie. And Howie is evicted. But after that happens, Janelle loses it because they all tricked her. They said, Howie's going up, but don't worry, we're getting Eric out. And she's like, okay. And she's trusted Will and Boogie up to now. She's even trusted James. I don't know why anyone trusts this guy.
How anybody trusts Will and Boogie is beyond me. They're the two most annoying, conniving little shits on the face of the earth.
And so, and they can't even, I don't understand why Danielle and James think they can trust them, really. Yeah. So what happens is Janelle basically says, I want to go home. This sucks. I mean, basically, think about it. The three best friends she had in the house were Kaser, Marcellus, even though she started fighting with them, she got along with them really well. And then Howie, who, the thing that was great about Howie is that he did always have her back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what, he was going to do whatever she said. And that was my favorite part. She says, don't tell him your guess. Say it was a spool of lies. And he's like, okay. So they're like, Howie, what was your guess? He's like, spool of lies. And they're like, spool of lies? What
Where
saint?
The hell did you get that from?
He's like, you know, it's like a spool of lies. And they're like, no, I don't get it. What? He's like, a spool of lies. I thought that was great. And then Julie Chen even says, was it a spool of lies, Howie? And they all laugh. So we'll see what happens in the coming up weeks and whatever. But I don't care who wins at this point.
But
do you guys?
Boogie has the head of household now, right?
That's another thing. Boogie won the coup d'etat.
Yeah.
But he's not going to use it because now he's got HOH.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has one more eviction, right? One, two, three. No, he can't use it. It's there's been two evictions since he got it, and they said he could use it for three. He's a HOH, so basically it's a power that will never be used. Great idea, CBS!
The producers are just on top of the game there.
Yeah, so, I mean, who do you think they're going to put up this week? Probably Janelle, or do you think... What I would love for Will and Boogie to do is say, let's totally screw over Danielle and James and put them up. They think we're the Legion of Doom.
That's what they'll do. No doubt that's what they'll do.
I think that Will should do that just to make everything crazy in the house. I think that'd
because,
be genius.
Because Boogie and Erica are an item. He's not going to vote her out.
Right. Now, Vanessa, I haven't talked to you about this. You've never watched Big Brother before except for the first season, right?
Right, yeah.
Now, from the beginning up until now, who have you liked enough that you don't mind seeing them win? Is there anyone that's like, oh, you know, they don't seem bad. I think they should win. Or is there anyone?
Care about any of them.
I mean, yeah, they're all equally repulsive. Okay. But if I had to see someone win, I'd pick James.
Yeah,
he's the cutest, so yeah.
Is that who's the hottest in the house?
James. James, for sure.
You don't think Will is?
No.
You weren't a Howie fan?
No.
Howie's like a freak of nature.
Howie. The worst part about all of that is that when George was the HOH, is how they all come to him. Now, George, this is what you should do. It's like everyone talking to him. They just confused the guy. He's like, I'll just do whatever you guys want. It's like, put up Howie. He's like, okay, you know. Big Brother All-Stars. Great. Let's do the news! All right, Vanessa, what do you got in the news this week?
All right, an Indian businessman born with two penises wants one of them removed surgically as he wants to marry and lead a normal...
Good Lord, why would he want it removed?
I know.
Well, the 24-year-old man from the northern state of Uttar Pradesh admitted himself to a New Delhi hospital this week with an extremely rare medical condition called penile duplication, or diphalus.
Do they have po' boys at that deli?
Yeah. Two fully functional penises. They're both functional.
They're both functional?
Yes.
Which does he choose? Which one he wants to go to the bathroom
with? The bigger one.
Yeah.
I think he just points them both. Maybe he has two toilets. Where
boners go to die.
Does he got to wrap them together so they don't get two different streams going?
Wow.
Yeah, because you should never cross the streams.
Nice.
Good reference, Bill.
Well, they say this is really rare because most
forms
of diphthalus, only one of them is usually rudimentary. It doesn't function. The surgery was expected to be challenging, as both organs were well-formed and full blood supply to the retained penis had to be ensured to allow it to function normally.
Thank you, David.
There are about
Leonid would be all over him.
There are about 100 such reported cases of diphthalus around the world.
I don't want to know anymore.
Well, it only occurs
That's because you're jealous.
Yeah, I am.
It only occurs among one in 5.5 million men. And it's caused by the failure of the mesodermal bands in the embryo to fuse properly.
What?
The mesodermal bands are one of the three primary layers of the embryo from which several body parts are formed. So it didn't fuse properly, so in other words, it split off.
Oh. Let me see, show you what is that. Ta-da!
1, 2, 3, eat it!
All right. In Los Angeles, a woman is suing the JCPenney company after an alleged run-in with a store mannequin that she says left her with a cracked tooth, a bloodied head, and a recurring shoulder pain.
Holy crap, that's one tough mannequin.
Yeah. Diana Newton of Westminster sued the Texas-based retailer last month in Orange County Superior Court, claiming she was cracked in the head by a legless female dummy at the Westminster Mall store.
Was Newton... Andrew McCarthy there?
No. Newton said the incident happened nearly a year ago in the women's department as she was shopping for a blouse.
Meshach Taylor?
The only one in her size was on the mannequin. As a sales clerk was removing the garment, the dummy's arm flew off and struck Newton in the head.
She doesn't want to give up its blouse.
Paramedics treated her bleeding scalp at the scene, and she drove herself home and then had someone take her to the hospital for further treatment.
That's
the
great
blow
thing.
Also cracked a molar, which led to a root canal, and it seeks unspecified damages. Boy,
she's going to win a lot of money.
You think she'll actually win? That's the question.
That dummy pets.
Yeah, she'll win. She'll get a win. She'll win a lot.
What the hell is she doing pulling it off now? From now on, you go to a store and you have to see that there will be signs. Please do not touch the dummy.
No, the clerk was pulling it off. Yeah, sales clerk pulled it off and the arm came loose and flew off and hit her.
At that point in the future, you'll be saying, sorry, yeah.
If I was a judge, I'd say, this story's more funny than anything.
All right, two German women complaining on an office email about their partner's poor sexual drive found the details of their private lives broadcast to thousands after one of them hit the wrong button. Everyone stares at us now and whispers behind our back, Annika, a 21-year-old worker at the Federal Labor Office, told. The emails between Annika and her colleague Christina, with descriptions on how the women tried but failed to arouse their partners, were sent by accident to other colleagues in the Department of Labor. They were forwarded to thousands throughout the Labor Office and other government agencies and widely distributed by recipients to people across Germany. Annika told the Daily News that she and her colleague had not broken any rules because the emails were sent on their breaks. Talk about embarrassing.
Poor husbands.
Yeah, could you imagine? You know, but they're probably getting laughed at by everybody. Police have arrested two Stratford women, accusing them of scamming a woman out of $145,000 through some bizarre rituals, including drinking rooster blood.
Huh?
Huh? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Maria Dos Santos, 52, and her daughter, Shirley Inauchi, 30.
Nice.
Were arrested by police Tuesday on charges of first-degree larceny and conspiracy. Police said the two women had become friendly with the alleged victim, who was going through a divorce last year. According to the court documents, the alleged victim feared for her life after Dos Santos told her that God was going to kill her. The city woman called police in January, the day after Dos Santos performed a satanic ritual in her West River Street home that included drinking blood from a dead rooster. Dos Santos persuaded the victim to let her handle all of her financial affairs while the divorce was pending. Both women were released after posting bond and are expected to be arraigned in September. Who would be stupid enough to fall for that? That's what I'm wondering. So they were scamming.
Damn you, my guy, Bill.
Yeah, it's Bill's fault. But that she had to let them have control her money, or else God was going to kill her.
Well, there's a lot of dumb people in the
mentally
world.
Mentally retarded.
Yeah. Running a business is like being a rock star. At least that's the theory behind David Fischoff's plan to lure corporate clients to his rock and roll fantasy camp. Learn to bond by jamming in a band. For many of the 80 fantasy rockers at his camp in New York this week, however, the experience was all about getting away from being a doctor, a lawyer, a banker, and so on. I tried to become a rock star for 13 years, and I couldn't do it, so I put all my music away for 15 years, said Fred Dawson, a financial
advisor. How rocking is that?
This is my therapy. But Fischoff is now trying to move his camps beyond the adolescent rock star fantasy. He went to lunch with one executive who told him that he came out of the camp and learned how to run his company better. So he decided to offer 1 to 3 day corporate getaways where employees could form bands, rehearse, play a final show to entertain the rest of the company. The corporate brochure promises a non-traditional approach to re-energize your employees for new relationships across your organization. Fischoff, a promoter whose address book is stuffed with big names like Roger Daltrey and Dee Snider, launched Fantasy Camp in 1996, but he lost so much money he stopped it for about 5 years. Now he charges.
How rocking is that?
Now he charges about $8,500 for 5 days of total immersion into the rock star life, from auditions to rehearsals, big name master classes, recording a song, and then playing a gig.
How rocking is that?
After first day audition.
God damn, Jonathan, come up with something else to say.
Yeah. After first day auditions, the mostly middle aged campers are divided into bands led by such celebrity counselors as former Kiss guitarist Bruce, is it Kulik? Kulik? Fischoff said talent and experience were not essential.
Who are you asking?
I didn't know how to pronounce his name. There are people who can sing backup and who can play tambourine. And what they do is at the end of it all.
Hello.
I'm not going to pay $8,500 to play a tambourine.
Yeah, I know.
It's only for companies. But what they do is they have a huge battle of the bands at
company.
The end of the class. And they, like last year's
Medic.
Last season, I guess you could call it winter, were at the B.B. King's Club, and they comprise of a student guidance counselor, a fraud investigator, entrepreneur, newspaper art printer, music teacher, a lawyer, and a high school kid. They all battle it out, and then they win, and then they get to have bragging rights, and the fact it kind of brings, supposed to bring the company together, you know, people like that camaraderie, so.
Millions of people disagree with you.
David Hasselhoff is very disagreeable.
Yes, he is.
Because that's how I rock them.
But apparently this is doing pretty well, because a lot of companies are actually getting involved now. And that's all I've got.
Vanessa, I just wanted to say that I think that that was probably one of the best newscasts that you've ever done.
Millions
very
of people disagree with you.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, whatever.
She's waiting.
Hey, Bill, time for some cult news. What do you say?
Okay.
Let's do some cult news.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, cold news this week. What do we got?
Let's start off with
snakes
our favorite topic. Snakes on a mother plane. Let's start off with some good hometown Scientology news.
Oh, yes.
You know, there's been a lot of problems with Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' family. And I think Tom is finally coming to some sense in that he's making nice with Katie Holmes' family. Wow. After an emotional showdown in which Katie Holmes demanded that Cruise make more concessions to her and her family, Cruise whisked Holmes' family away in his private plane to his hideaway in Telluride, Colorado. It says the family bonded with Cruise during the visit, reports the tabloid National Enquirer, which quotes a family source as saying he didn't talk Scientology once. Wow.
Miracle.
Let's give Tom Cruise a hand there. For once, he was not being glib.
You're glib.
Now, this is a big concern. I'm going to talk about Mormons. Everyone knows the Church of Latter-day Saints. They believe Joseph Smith found seeing stones and was then told
but we're just
a new version of the Bible.
No, Foggy, they're Mormons.
Freaking insane. But homophobia is rampant within the Church of
I'm playing.
Latter-day Saints. It's a real. It's becoming a real problem. And
get
out of
here.
Yeah, it's homophobia is rampant among Mormons. They believe that. I guess they believe that maybe homophobia is a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know, but they do not like the gays. They think it's
so
evil
much for,
and disgusting.
Loving everyone.
Most. Yeah. Isn't it weird? Why? How come with faith comes intolerance? Is what I want
to know. Isn't that funny?
It's like, yeah, we're one with God, but let's talk about who we don't like.
Yeah. You know, Jesus said to love everyone in this stuff.
Gay,
you
know, you
don't
but, even know what gay
I don't really
is.
Agree
yeah,
with that.
I do.
I've always wondered this. Okay, once you announce you're a Christian, and then the next thing you say is what you don't condone, then you're judging, right? You're being judgmental.
Exactly.
Shouldn't no, you leave that up to...
You're saying you don't condone it. Doesn't mean that you think it's right or wrong.
Right. That's what it's like. Well, me and a lot of other Christians don't believe in homosexuality. It's like, yeah, but since when does that mean anything? If you get a group of anyone and they don't disagree with something, it doesn't mean it's right. I'm just saying that I hate when people who are loving, they're Christians, it's supposed to... You know, with Christian is supposed to be synonymous with moral values, right?
Yeah, and you know, what the issue is, what most people, you know, especially the God hates fags sort of thing,
right?
They confuse that it says to hate the sin, not the person.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're not supposed to judge
You
person.
Are not supposed to judge people. You're not supposed
you can,
to say...
You can say you don't condone it, but you can't hate the person for doing
yeah.
it.
Hey, exactly. God doesn't like that. Yeah, but that's between me and God, not you. You're not
exactly.
involved. And they don't get that.
Mind your own business.
Yeah, you cannot
condone
it.
Homophobe.
Yeah.
You cannot condone it all day long.
And I mean, I have no problem with gays, but that Leonid guy scares the shit out of me, all right?
Yeah, he is like the frightening gay. He's the guy on roller skates leading the parade.
And that thing he does with hula hoops scares the shit out of me.
Let's move on to something a little more fun.
Yay!
There's a story in the Detroit Free Press where stars discuss their faiths.
What are you on Christmas tree?
Okay, Leonid, I would love if you stood in my living room this December. I'll string lights up around you and you just stand there.
I want to see you plug him in.
So these celebrities discuss their faith, and we're going to have a little game here.
Thank
I'm
going to
give
man.
You a list of people.
All right.
And I'm going to read a quote, and you need to match that quote with the person.
All right.
Okay? So keep in mind, this is a long list, but I want you to remember these people, okay? Susan Sarandon, Stephen Colbert, Tom Hanks, Queen Latifah, Madonna, Alice Cooper, Patricia Heaton, who was on Everybody Loves Raymond, Denzel Washington, Sami Yusuf, that's a wild card there. I have no friggin' clue who that is, and Dennis Quaid. So here, let me read these quotes. Number one, this is easy. Everyone will get this. The quote is, God is my homeboy. Jesus is my homeboy. Who said that?
Queen Latifah.
That was a little easy. Okay, most of my fans know that I come from a Christian background and that I am Christian now. Who said that?
Randy Quaid. Oh, Dennis Quaid.
No, it's Alice Cooper. I'll make this easy for you. I'll just read them. The game fell flat. I'm sorry. There are too many people. Here's number three. Any religion that is so black and white, to me, that's fanaticism. Religion is not black and white. Okay, that completely confused me. And that would be Susan Sarandon.
Sounds good to
sounds
me.
Sounds like her, yeah.
I love my church, and I'm Catholic, who was raised by intellectuals who are very devout, and I was raised to believe that you could question the church and still be a Catholic. Hey, that's
Stephen
an actual
Colbert.
Intellectual statement.
That's
yes.
Patricia Heaton.
Stephen Colbert. Stephen
Colbert, absolutely.
Ah, good job.
I got two.
This one's a little bit of another roundabout what the hell are you saying statement, so... you know what, I'm going to skip it because it's Sami Yusuf. I don't even know who that is. If anybody knows who Sami Yusuf is, call our voicemail.
He
all
founded
right,
we're too lazy to look him up on the computer.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother. Yeah. If you we live your life,
we don't care. We just don't care.
You know who it is? It's the guy who coined this phrase.
Where the hell is my chiffon?
I thought it was move that gigantic cotton candy.
Yes. He has a lot of phrases like that.
If you give your life to God, he doesn't promise you happiness and everything that will go well, but he does promise you peace. You can have peace and joy, even in bad circumstances.
Madonna.
No, that's Randy Quaid.
No, Randy Quaid is, there's a gigantic shit cloud coming. No, that's Patricia Heaton, the roundabout.
Huge cloud of shit. Wow. God, I think I smell it. Come on, let's go.
That's his famous quote. His quote on religion is a huge cloud of shit. Wow.
So here's one. Denzel Washington is certainly, he says, God is my hero. He was raised Pentecostal and now a member of the Church of God in Christ. So it's not just a Church of God, it's a Church of God in Christ.
Nice.
That's like a super church. certainly I'm a Christian first and foremost, but I do believe in religious tolerance and finding the commonality between all of us. Who do you think that was?
That would be that Christ angel magician guy.
The mind freak?
That's the mind freak.
I'm sorry, that one was Dennis Quaid.
Ah!
I'm just shocked. See, the whole point in reading this is I'm shocked that there isn't more, you know, so many Christian within the Hollywood, and not everything about L. Ron Hubbard is my messiah sort of stuff.
Right.
This one's easy. Everyone will get this. One of my main precepts of the Kabbalah is that we're put on this earth to help people, and your job is to figure out how you can help and what it is that you can do.
Retarded.
See, what's funny is that Madonna makes this reference about helping people and doing what you can do, yet she's willing to go up on a diamond, you know, disco ball crucifix at her concert.
Like, well, what has she done to help anyone?
Well, that's because she loves to shock the middle America Christian people, you know?
Yeah, but she's out to help people, you know?
Yeah.
God forbid she be a, you know,
I mean,
critical.
I'm all for insulting the people who are quick, like, oh, that offends me! It's like, yeah, you're allowed to be offended, all right? Get over it, or whatever. That's okay. But stop talking about your Kabbalah shit. You know, no one cares. I don't have enough money to be in Kabbalah.
Hey, look,
okay,
I can wear a red string around my wrist too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna start wearing a red string around my
is
wrist.
Is that all I have to do? I thought
you
had to
Kabbalah.
I thought you had to be rich to be in Kabbalah.
Yeah, you do. You got to give
that string is
money,
expensive,
just like
dude.
Scientology.
Oh, okay. Damn.
That string keeps your thetans inside.
It's like, sir, I'm gonna have to take that string off your wrist. You're not a friend of Madonna's.
You're not a millionaire.
Damn!
You didn't give your monthly donation. We're going to have to take your string away.
All right, Bill, what else you got?
It's kind of a slow week for cult news. That's it for cult news this week.
All right, Bill, thanks for doing cult news this week. I really appreciate it. And I think that it was quite possibly the greatest cult news that you've ever done. And
millions
I just
disagree with you. I'm not letting you play that. I'll say it
Man,
before
that's
you can
cold.
Play it.
Damn you.
Man, I was hella funny. No. I don't know what you're talking
Shut
about.
Shut up.
You know what I think it's time for? It's time to do some DVDs. What do you think, Bill?
Let's do some DVDs. Ow!
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs! 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 Woohoo! Oh, hell yes. DVDs, baby.
Hot lesbian, man. Just yes.
Yes, hot lesbian. All right, Bill, what do we got in DVDs this week? I hope it's some great stuff.
All right, I'm doing DVDs for August 29th, 2006. Woo! Let's start off with a film that actually got some pretty good reviews, but I just couldn't make myself see it. That's Aquila and the Bee, starring Lawrence Fishburne and Angela Bassett. About an 11-year-old girl from South L.A. with a gift for words. Much like Yoda.
I heard like that that's a great movie. Society? It's about spelling bees.
Yeah. It's
and you're really selling it, I got to tell you, Bill.
It just doesn't seem interesting to me at all.
It's supposed to be great, you know, a girl rising to the top like K-Grease spelling.
I could give a shit, you know? I just don't care. It may be a great movie, but I'm just, you know, I'm not in the mood. Sorry.
Yeah, a movie that makes you feel dumb for not being able to spell better than an 11-year-old in it.
People should feel dumb for not being able to spell, because one thing, when you're on the internet a lot, you can't believe how bad people spell.
Gosh,
yeah. Next DVD is Arrested Development Season 3. They're cutting the price on this one. It looks like normally these season sets run about $30 to $40, but you can pick this thing up for $20.
Nice.
Looks like they're doing that, but a lot of the old, a lot of the seasons or stuff are coming way down in price.
Really?
Yeah, sorry.
This one I saw on HBO. That's Baghdad ER. It's a 64-minute documentary that looks takes a look inside the 86th Combat Support Hospital, and it is really, really intense. It's just one of those. It just makes you so incredibly angry when you watch it, and all these guys that come in injured, they're kids. I mean, it's a really terrific documentary. It really shows what these boys are going through over there with all these IEDs.
And can I just say that that's a reason to have HBO for the great documentaries and stuff they have on there.
I own this one, but I want to pick it up. I own the bare bones edition. But I love this movie. This an early Hayao Miyazaki film. You've heard of Lupin, right?
Yes.
Well, this is the castle of Cagliostro, I believe. Cagliostro.
Yeah.
I own the bare bones version, and it's a great little flick. I mean, it's really fun, and they're finally releasing a special edition. I guess Disney finally got their hands on it, maybe.
Now, Lupin is a master thief, right?
Yeah, Lupin is a master thief, and he has... I can't remember the characters' names. I know there's the samurai guy, and the guy with the hat, and then the chick.
It's a great blind buy, I think. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun, and, I mean, it's not the greatest animation, but it's just a fun movie.
It's very comical. I mean, they got the physical humor down and all that. It's great.
Yeah, they and I even like the series, the Lupin the Third series, that they still play on Cartoon Network sometimes. This is important because not only is it cheap, it's excellent. I mean, you can't get much better than this. The Chuck Norris Collection.
Oh, hell yes. Please be the Octagon. Please let the Octagon be
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not the Octagon, but...
Missing in Action 1, 2, and 3.
Yes. Delta Force 1 and 2 and Missing in Action Trilogy. together.
Oh, give me a break. All those movies suck. The Octagon rules.
Oh, come on. Missing in Action 1 and 2, even 3? Those are great movies.
Have you guys ever seen Missing in Action? Okay, this is the craziest thing, and this always bothered me, because The Road Warrior is one of my favorite movies of all time. They steal the music from The Road Warrior in Missing in Action 2.
Missing in Action.
Yeah, Missing in Action.
Yes.
I feel like
the
I've
The soundtrack
been...
is Missing in Action.
I feel like I've been missing out.
Me too, Brittany. But what the hell? Can someone explain that to me? How can they do that? Chuck Norris, you go to hell.
You go to hell and you die.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
This one's especially for you.
Ooh.
Crunk Kings, the documentary.
Crunk up. Awesome. I'm there.
Skagrilla presents Little John and them East Side Boys.
Skagrilla. I love Skagrilla.
That doesn't make sense.
Skagamilla.
I don't think
like part
anything...
squid, part gorilla.
I don't think anything in rap makes sense.
It doesn't, really.
I always liked Romancing the Stone, and they're releasing a special edition coupled
I
with
could give a rat's ass.
The horrible Jewel of the Nile special edition.
Man, what a piece of crap that movie
buy
was.
That?
Not I.
Woo!
So you got Romancing the Stone Special Edition and Jewel the Now Special Edition, and both of them have a bunch of deleted scenes and some stupid featurettes. I think one of them is Michael Douglas Remembers, so you get to see young Michael Douglas and old Michael Douglas talk about young Michael Douglas.
How rockin' is that?
It's chunk fun.
Does it show Catherine trying to say her name?
Catherine?
Do you remember when she was supposedly pretty?
Yeah.
She looks like a man now.
She looks like a man now. She actually sounds like a man, too.
Major dog food.
I've been wanting to see this one for a while. Looking for comedy in a Muslim world. I always enjoy Albert Brooks movies, even whenever they suck. You know, I liked Mother and Defending Your Life.
Oh, yeah. I love Defending Your Life.
Yeah.
What is the one where him and his wife go on a road trip in their RV?
Lost.
Lost in America.
In America, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah, so I always just like Albert Brooks, his style, his delivery. I can even remember back whenever he would appear on Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. And he was always really funny on there. So this is Looking for Comedy in a Muslim World. He, a Jewish comedian that goes to India and Pakistan to figure out what makes Muslims laugh. So
I think he should have gone to Iraq.
Yeah, right. I'm sure hilarity ensues.
About time.
I'm really excited for this one. I own all the collections so far, and it's time for the 10th Mystery Science Theater 3000 Collection, Volume 10. It's
you
got some great episodes on it. You got Godzilla versus Megalon,
nice.
Which is just great. Swamp Diamonds, another great one. Teenage Strangler, and last but not least, the Giant Spider Invasion.
Nice.
So I'm definitely picking that up. I love Mystery Science.
They're cranking those out pretty fast, aren't they?
Every few months now, they're really getting them out.
I wonder how much money they make off those.
I don't know, but I buy them every time, and I think they run about $40 a piece.
Yeah, they're not cheap, that's for sure.
No. Next DVD is... I've never watched this show.
Watch out for snakes!
I hear it's good, Nip Tuck. It's the complete third season.
I've always heard that's good, never seen a single episode.
Yeah. I saw the first season, and it was just, you know, hit and miss for me.
I guess people must be buying it because even the season set comes in two different covers. There's a operating scene cover and
Steven.
A cast member cover. And it's so people must be buying it if they're willing to put money into two different covers of the same DVD set.
Right.
Oh, the variant covers.
Chromium covers, yeah.
Everybody... loves George Lucas.
I know I do.
At least some people do. And everybody loves Brian Benben. And together, George Lucas and Brian Benben made a film called Radioland Murders.
Ah, yes.
And it's coming out on DVD.
It should have given us clued in on how the state of the prequels would be.
Yeah. This movie... I prefer Brian Benben in I Come in Peace, otherwise known as Dark Angel.
The first season of Dream On is great. It's hilarious.
Yeah, Dream On, the first season, was very funny. I loved, you know, the whole intercutting of old things, you know, in this guy's head. And
yeah.
Then it just turned into one of those late-night sex shows later on.
Mm-hmm.
But Radioland Murders for fans of horrible George Lucas films up there with... Howard the Duck, pick it up.
Now, hey, don't diss Howard the Duck. I can't wait till a 2-disc DTS remastered set of that comes out on DVD.
Wouldn't it be funny if he went back and made the movie all over again?
I want to know how long I'm going to have to wait for my Howard the Duck. When is Howard the Duck coming out on DVD? You need to get to
the
bottom of
that. I don't think it's ever going to hit DVD.
No, don't you say that. Don't you say that.
I know
that.
It's on Laserdisc.
Sweet!
Good Lord! Alright, let's finish these up. I got a couple left. The Sentinel with Michael Douglas, Kiefer Gravitas Sutherland, and Eva Longoria. Never saw it. Don't care to see it.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. What are you talking about? Come on, think about it. It's sponsored by Carlito. And it's got Eva Longoria in it, who everyone keeps telling me is hot.
Yeah, for some reason I don't quite understand that.
No, I want to see movies like that, even if I'm not interested, because maybe it'll have some good explosions and gunshots in it, you know?
Well,
that's
with
the
Kiefer
redeeming
Sutherland,
factor.
It could be like your hold off for the next season of 24.
Right.
Because I'm sure he's the same exact character.
Huh? Huh? Really?
Really?
I know everyone's going to want to pick this one up. The 10th anniversary edition of The Tick Season 1.
Oh, nice. And that would be the animated series.
Yes, the animated series.
Which is funny, right?
Yeah, I liked it.
Good stuff.
I definitely liked the animated series much better than the live.
The animation was horrible, but it was still entertaining. It was
I liked the live-action one. It was okay.
Yeah, it had its moments. If they could go back in time and redo it, maybe they could make a movie about it or something, you know?
Have you ever seen Back to the Future? Is that possible? To time travel speed?
No.
Yes, it is.
Time travel speed?
Yeah. And then
what the hell is time travel speed, by the way?
88 miles per hour.
Time travel speed.
This one's for Vanessa, because I
don't
know she loves her.
Don't look at me that way, Bill.
Jesus Christ, that's I know Vanessa loves her classical music, mm-hmm. and I'm sure since she's the sophisticated type, she also likes her dancing. And who better
Not
to
really.
Do dancing than Mikhail Baryshnikov and Gregory Hines?
You know, what about me?
Oh, sweet, White Knights? Hell yes!
And White Knights. Finally... A special edition of the Taylor Hackford film is being
God.
Released on DVD.
I've always wanted that and Running Scared together on my shelf. My Gregory Hines shelf.
Now you can have them both.
Thank you very much. Now I can celebrate.
Constant rubbing against my manhood.
I'm not that excited about it.
Shine, sweet freedom.
Shine, freet, sweetum.
I'm sorry. Shine Freet's freedom.
Okay.
What's that noise?
It's a guy giving himself hiccups so he can cry.
Yes.
Nice, Bill.
I know, yes.
Last DVD for the episode I'm going to recap here, August 29th, 2006. Everybody has at least a week to get out there and get these. The Zodiac, based on true events. Now, I understand that David Fincher is doing a film about the Zodiac Killer, and I guess they figured they needed to get something out before his film hit.
Yeah, it's like, let's get Dean Cain in one of these movies and rush it out to video quick.
Well, it's not Dean Cain, but it's close.
Dean Cain?
It's Robin Tunney, who is notorious for doing crap. Remember Supernova, the film there? Woofa.
Oh, yeah.
And Rory Culkin. Now, I don't know what he has to do with it, but I'm betting that William Mapother plays the
What did you
the
say
Zodiac
the guy's
killer.
Name is? Rory what?
William Rory Culkin.
Can it cock a bathroom?
No, not Culkin. Culkin.
Culkin.
Rory Culkin.
Rory Culkin. I did that on purpose. Rory Culkin.
A crock of shit.
And as I said before, William Mapother, who is that Tom Cruise's brother or cousin?
Yeah, you're talking about Ethan from Lost.
Yeah, he was also in The Bedroom, one of my favorite movies from a few years
I've
back.
I've still never seen that, but heard it's an incredible movie.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those movies that just kind of sticks in your craw. So yeah, The Zodiac, if you want to see a movie... I don't know how good it is or how bad it is, or I'm sure it's horrible, but they needed to get it out before David Fincher's Zodiac movie hit.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see that.
The Wizard with Fred Savage.
Yes! Get the star! Yes, yes! Hot damn. How much is this going to retail for? Because I'm ready to go out and buy it right now.
The Power Glove is so bad.
You got 200,000 on Double Dragon?
Remember when he was playing Rad Racer?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
That movie's awesome. A Nintendo commercial disguised as a movie. Love
Fred
it.
Savage, Jenny Lewis, Bo Bridges, Christian Slater, and Luke Edwards as the Riri.
Now,
who
can
play amazing video games.
Now, let me ask you this. Please tell me it's remastered.
I don't know if it's remastered, but it's certainly mastered. That was stretching. I don't have no idea. It's
silky
probably
dirt, dude.
I'm sure they cleaned it up a little bit. I have no idea. But this is one of those movies from the childhood of the Nintendo era.
Right.
All
right.
So, The Wizard. This is important. This is a huge DVD release. In fact, it's my choice of DVD.
If you get movies, even if they're bad for the nostalgia reasons, then you should go out and buy The Wizard.
And you know what? You're right. It's probably one of those movies that the moment you bring home and watch, you're like, oh my God, how did I like this movie?
Yeah, it is bad. I've seen it on TV recently, but, you know, screw that. I want to see it letterboxed, all right?
And its original 185:1 aspect ratio.
Yeah, I want to see Christian Slater before he got on drugs, all right? I want to see it before he ruined his career. I want to see Cuffs era Christian Slater. Greetings and salutations, that Christian Slater.
This is way before Cuffs.
Oh, I know. Just go along with me.
You want to see pre Alone in the Dark Christian
stuff. Oh, Jesus, yes! Good Lord!
You sick bastard!
Now, there's nothing worse than Christian Slater whoring himself out to U-Bull, alright? It just sickens me.
I think that Christian Slater sees the true talent in U-Bull.
That's why when you see on-set footage of actors, like, hanging on to you, like, he's a great guy. What the hell are you doing?
I'm just glad to be
working.
Why are
you
job, man?
All
right, Bill, thanks for doing the DVDs this week. I can't wait to buy The Wizard. Alright, everybody, that was episode 49 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for joining us this week, and I want to also thank you for not turning it off. You got this far, you listened to the whole show, right?
You're finished. It's almost time to turn it off.
Don't turn it off yet, though. I got a few things to say. Call 1-206-202-3491 if you'd like to serenade Vanessa, much like Eugene did. Maybe you want to write us an email, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Now, I must tell you guys that we will not have a show next week. Episode 50 will be in 2 weeks. Now, I know, no. Everyone calm down, all right? Now, what's going to happen is next week, when our regular show is supposed to come out, we're going to have a special double-sized after the show to tide you over until our huge episode 50. So I just want everyone to know the show's not ending. You know, the world's not going to end. So you're going to get your NIM, but you're going to get it on our after the show feed, and I'll let you know about that on nowhereinmulberry.com. So be sure
for the 2-hour episode of episode 50.
Yes. Whoa, don't oversell it, man. I don't know if we have that much material.
Yeah, Steven, shut up.
So what are you doing? Now, I want to tell you guys chat nights, I will no longer participate after last night. So, just so you know, if you want to talk to Bill and Vanessa, go ahead. But I will no longer participate.
Yes, you were very damaged during the chat last night.
Snakes on a motherfucking plane, yeah!
No, I'm kidding, of course. But anyway, thank you for joining us this week. Will sandwiches be provided?
Yeah, it will.
casting.